Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our calls to worship last week, we began our new passage that we're going to be looking at throughout the month from Matthew chapter 28, very familiar passage of Scripture. And we're looking to what the Lord said to His disciples, beginning at verse 18, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And then He goes and says, Go ye therefore." We looked at that last week. All power has been given unto the Son. And so we have everything we need to do what follows in that next verse. We are to go and we are to teach all nations. Now it's interesting, the word teach that's used in verse 19 is not the same one that's used in verse 20 where it says teaching them to observe all things. The one used in verse 20 is the word didasko, which is where we get our word didactic, or, related to teaching, all right? The word that's used in verse 19 means to disciple, make disciples. God has told us to go and do what? Make disciples. By the way, the only time that word is used in the New Testament. Make disciples. Now, what is a disciple? A disciple is simply someone who follows. Someone who follows. If you're a believer in Christ this morning, who are you following? You should be following the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what a disciple does. They follow. And God has commanded us to go with a purpose. Isn't it wonderful to have a purpose? Isn't it wonderful to know what you're going to do when you get there? What are we going to do? We're going to make disciples. In a Christian school, our duty as teachers and administration is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible times and chapel times are so important. The teaching throughout the day where the Bible is integrated into every subject. It's to make disciples. What is the purpose of you living in the community? It's to make disciples of Jesus Christ. If we're not doing, then it's very unlikely that we've gone. We haven't gone yet. When you go, you have a purpose. I think about all those missionaries today, speaking back and forth this week with Brother Leon in Myanmar and also in other missionaries around the world, and the duties of being a missionary have just increased greatly because of what Russia is doing in the Ukraine. It's changed everything. It's changed the way they do ministry. The Ukrainian pastors there, they are under intense pressure right now, trying to find food. Trying to find gas, just the basics of life, just trying to get by, and then make disciples of Jesus Christ. I was telling Brother Tom, I said, we've had more young people in the last 2 weeks come to us concerned about their soul. They're scared. For the first time in history, we're able to see war up close, not from the other side of the world getting a newsreel photograph or a video from a reporter there, but there are people with phones videotaping every aspect of war, and it's scaring people. They're getting concerned about their soul. What is our job? We're to go and we're to make disciples of Jesus Christ. May you and I take up our responsibility as believers in Christ to make disciples. That means your children and your grandchildren and your neighbors and your friends and those that you're on social media with all day long, talking with them about everything under the sun. Are you talking about the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you making disciples? That is our ministry. Go and make disciples. May God help us in that regard. We're not done with this passage. We have several more things to point out. But we've got to go. And you got to go with a purpose. Amen? And our purpose is to make disciples.